Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Burnfoot to Birdstown Road has reopened after a collision last night. Three people were hospitalised. One person has been arrested following the single vehicle crash. An army chaplain in his 50s remains in hospital after he was stabbed at an army barracks in Galway last night. Gardaí have arrested a teenager. They're working to establish if there was a terrorist motive. The solicitor representing Dennis Donaldson's family say there are many questions unanswered surrounding his death. It's after a request made by the family to the Justice Minister for a judge-led inquiry into the 55-year-old's death in Glenties in 2006 was rejected. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with sports news, and as it's a Friday, we'll have Nooks with Colm Ferriter. But we begin with last night's crash in South Inishowen. A man has been arrested after the collision, following which three people were hospitalised. The Burnfoot to Birdstown Road was closed for a time. It has since reopened. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Guardian Emergency Services attended the scene of the single vehicle crash in Burnfoot at around 5 to 10 last night. Two men and one woman, all aged in their 20s, were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to injuries which Gardaí say are not believed to be life-threatening. A man in his 20s has been arrested in relation to the collision. Gardaí have confirmed that investigations are ongoing. They're appealing to anyone who witnessed the crash, including anyone who may have video footage, to contact Gardaí in Buncrana.
An army chaplain in his 50s remains in hospital after being stabbed at an army barracks in Galway. Gardaí, who've arrested a teenager, say they're working to establish if there was a terrorist motive to the attack. With more, here's Joe Caulfield.
Residents of Galway have been left in shock after an incident of unprecedented violence last night. Army chaplain Father Paul Murphy was stabbed outside Renmore Barracks at 10:45 p.m, something Galway councillor Alan Cheevers says has rocked the community.
Father Paul Murphy was very much a part of the community there. He would be well known to the community. The general consensus from the community and the people I've spoken to this morning is deep shock and deep concern.
Defence Forces members fired shots and a teenage civilian was restrained and subsequently arrested by Gardaí. Taoiseach and Defence Minister Micheál Martin commended the actions of the Defence Forces and condemned the attack, which Councillor Cheever says needs an appropriate response.
A serious assault like this, it's very, very concerning, and people are going around carrying knives like this. It's very, very serious. This is something that we don't want to see repeated, and we've seen incidents around the country where it's happened before, and I think that's something that we really have to look at.
Father Murphy is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries in University Hospital Galway, while his alleged attacker is being held in Garda custody.
Dennis Donaldson's family's solicitor says there are many questions that remain unanswered surrounding his death. It's after a request to the Justice Minister Helen McEntee for a judge-led inquiry into the 55-year-old's killing in Glenties in 2006 was rejected. He had been hiding in Glenties after being exposed as an MI5 agent. The Donaldson family wrote to the Justice Minister in April 2021 calling for the creation of a judge-led commission to examine all information and documentation relating to his murder. Well, on today's 9 till noon show, Conor Moylan of Mandan and Finucane solicitors told Greg Hughes the family is disappointed by the minister's response.
The concerns is that it has taken this length of time, and as I say, there's been no real further progress. It's been 18 years since Dennis was murdered, and there's been no convictions, and the family still have a lot of answers regarding his possessions, his notebook that was kept in Garda possession. The reason for that being that it's a live investigation.
And what is the reaction to this announcement from Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, the rejection of a call to establish this judge-led commission?
Family is very disappointed in it. It seems that every corner to turn when they're asking for assistance, it's just being shot down. A lot of the corners in the Republic of Ireland, they're not legally qualified. A lot of them are doctors and GPs. A judge-led inquiry would give an aspect who could give more weight to the client's rights, their Article 2 rights, into a fair investigation into the death of Dennis.
And of course, the family are also seeing how others, Steak Knife has been mentioned, as it's come to be known, how they were may have been protected in their roles, whereas the feeling is that Dennis Donaldson didn't enjoy the same level of protection.
Yeah, again, that's very much the family's belief in that. We have seen it with a number of state agents. You know, once they were exposed, they were taken away. Identities changed and afforded a lot of protection. Dennis, in this situation, he was up to Donegal, and what happened happened.
And that was Conor Moylan speaking there to Greg Hughes. The 100% Redress Party says the latest revelations in The Ditch reinforce the need for the IS 465 protocol to be replaced. The Ditch article backs claims that the downgrading of homes is due to housing agency engineers focusing on mica and not other deleterious materials. The media outlet has released correspondence from Engineers Ireland's Director General, which notes many engineers believe the IS 465 standard is no longer fit for purpose. The article also outlines differing views of engineers, one claiming the housing agency was intentionally using the standard as a cost-saving exercise, while another deemed the deterioration of a property was caused primarily by pyrotite. There has been concern as many homeowners in Donegal have had their remediation options downgraded, with only 7 having their option upgraded. But 100% Redress Party Councillor Joy Beard says ultimately IS 465 needs to be scrapped.
We have to remember this humanitarian crisis has been ongoing now. It's been over 10 years. Still, we haven't got the right solution. To remediate these properties was not the right option. It's going to cost more in the long run. It's going to cost more heartache for these families. It's going to cost more of the taxpayers' money because these homes will fail again. The science is clear. It cannot be questioned. And the only people that don't seem to get it is the housing agency and Minister O'Brien. We need IS 465. To be honest, it needs scrapped and started again. But the revision is ongoing, but there's no urgency there. We have homes being remediated as we speak with the wrong option. And that's just unjust and unfair. So, you know, we need to keep pushing and keep pushing for the right remediation options for these properties. It really is unbelievable to think that they're not listening to the science. And it's very, very disappointing that we've 2 engineers from Engineers Ireland with such varying opinions on these properties. One engineer recommending their home needs to be demolished, and then another engineer given a lower option. It makes no sense, and to be honest, it's unethical, you know, by these engineers to do that.
And that was Councillor Joy Beard. Donegal County Council has moved to clarify the use of the diamond in Donegal Town. In a statement, the council says there has in recent days been some commentary on various media that it's preventing the use of the diamond for activities such as charity sales. The council says it has no such objections to these types of activities taking place in the area. The council has reiterated that its concern revolves around the periodic use of the diamond as a parking area for any form of vehicle, including their use associated with other activities taking place there, including charity activities. The statement concludes by asking that for all the reasons already provided by council, everyone respect this request to ensure the area can be enjoyed and accessed by all. A man in his 30s has been arrested and charged in connection with the murder of Keane Mulready Woods. The 17-year-old was killed in January 2020. Some of his remains were found in a burnt-out car at Trinity Terrace in Dublin. Other parts of his body were found in Coolock and Athrathmullen Park in Drogheda in County Louth. The most recent person to be arrested in connection with the investigation appeared in court this afternoon. The Children's Ombudsman is criticising the government for allowing children fall into homelessness. Dr Niall Muldoon says emergency accommodation should only be short-term, but that isn't the case, with 4,500 children now homeless in the state. The most recent figures from the Department of Housing show in the Northwest, 24 families were in need of emergency accommodation in June, including 56 children. Dr Niall Muldoon says having to stay longer than needed in homeless hubs is a traumatic experience, particularly for children.
From my point of view, I suppose what it is it's another example of promises from the government that emergency accommodation would be a limited short-term situation for most families. From about 2015 onwards, the government brought in family hubs, and they were only meant to be for 6 month stays at the most, but we're finding families there for a long, long time, and it's really traumatic on the children who are there, the families.
7 pubs in Donegal are set to be redeveloped into residential units. Local authorities across the country have received 1,165 notifications to convert vacant commercial premises into new homes between 2018 and 2023. In Donegal, 39 notifications were issued, resulting in the delivery of 72 residential units. Of those properties, 7 pubs in the county are to be converted into 16 residential units. The initiative is intended to tackle vacancy, increase housing supply and renew urban areas. Donegal County Council has confirmed a new contractor is being appointed to maintain and manage Donegal's 19,500 public lights. Highland Radio News understands the existing contract expires this evening. The council hasn't confirmed the timeline, but told us a procurement process has been taking place and a contractor will be appointed in the near future. The council added the new contractor will be provided with a list of outstanding issues and elected members will be updated. The council's response concludes that the transition will take place in the background and should not affect the general public or future maintenance performance. However, Councillor Micheál Colum-McLeod-Ospach says that's not acceptable. He believes the only way to ensure that the service is up to scratch is to keep it in public ownership.
I have argued over the years with Donegal County Council that what I feel is the best interest of the public and taxpayers who are here to serve is to employ people directly instead of outsourcing this work, which outsourcing the work is a clear one objective, and that is to make profit. We as Donegal County Council are not here to look after the interest of private companies and their profit. We're here to look after the interest of the public and to serve them the best we can. And I believe the best way to serve the public is to have direct employment instead of outsourcing.
The council do say that they will brief elected members. As an elected member, have you been briefed? Have you a clearer picture as to what's happening?
No, I clearly haven't been briefed properly. I have been in talks with senior management over the last couple of months. I knew this was coming down the line, or we had a fair idea. And come the end of working hours, that's it. We don't have any staff to fix any of the lights that are out now. We're talking not just about footpaths. We're not just talking about the one-off light outside somebody's house in a rural area. We're also talking about our piers and harbours as well. It's not good enough to say to us or to me that we're working towards employing somebody. We should never have been in that position. And having to wait now for maybe weeks, if not months, to get another company in place, that's not what the public expect. The public expect a service. They pay through it through their tax, and it should be there, nowhere near good enough.
And that was Councillor Micheál Colum-McLeod-Ospach. Ryanair is once again calling for the scrapping of the 32 million passenger cap at Dublin Airport. The airline claims the cap, which has been in place since 2007, is having a negative impact on tourism, Irish jobs and flight prices. It's warning airlines could reduce the number of seats at Dublin Airport by 1 million next summer, while flights to the airport this Christmas could cost up to €500. Group CEO Michael O'Leary says they'll soon have no option but to increase fares for customers.
The IAA have now written to the Irish airlines. Normally we add about 270,000 extra seats to Dublin at Christmas. We're not allowed to add one extra seat this Christmas. Ryanair will operate 270,000 less seats this Christmas than we normally do. Same will apply for Aer Lingus and the other airlines. We've built a second runway. We have the infrastructure, but we have an incompetent minister who won't let us use it.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where there's savings of up to 60% off in the big 10th anniversary sale. Now on, in store, and at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 and a half minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We're going to start with soccer, and there are six games in the FAI Cup third round tonight. Derry City, who sit second in the Premier Division, make the trip to play First Division High Flyers Cork City in the pick of the ties this evening. Aidan Fitzmaurice of The Independent says Cork can win this tie.
Derry are just very, very unpredictable. Very unpredictable. I saw them against Shelburne a couple of weeks ago where they got a point they probably deserved to win. 10 men, so Sam Todd was sent off, so probably was a good point for them. Then they follow that up with a very poor draw at home to Dundalk. So Derry are just very unpredictable at the moment. I wouldn't even say it'd be a shock for Cork to beat Derry, but I think the First Division team could be the Premier Division team there. Cork are going to have a full house, and Derry just being so unconvincing, I think that's one that Cork are going to come through.
In the other games, Shelburne host Galway United in an all Premier Division affair. Waterford are at home to Athlone Town. Wexford go to Ballyfermot United. It's Drogheda United versus Wilton United, and Treaty United play Pike Rovers. All of those games kick off at 7:45. In the Irish League Premier Division this evening, also at 7:45, Coleraine take on near neighbours Ballymena United. Cross Channel tonight sees the long-awaited return of the English Premier League. The 2024-25 season gets underway at 8 p.m. with Fulham's trip to Old Trafford to play Manchester United. Meanwhile, Sammy Smodix says he can't wait to work under Ipswich Town manager Kieran McKenna. The Irish international sealed his move to the Premier League newcomers today, signing a four-year deal. Ipswich have paid Blackburn a reported £11 million, and for man a man, McKenna has been impressed by Smodix's character.
Probably more so for me is the way that he's improved his game year by year, the way that he's continued to develop himself. He's a learner, he's a worker, he's looking to improve all the time, and he's done that season by season, really. He's, of course, come up from League Two and he's climbed his way through the leagues, and I think he's more than deserved his opportunity now in the Premier League.
Ipswich have also signed England midfielder Calvin Phillips on loan from Manchester City. Ivan Nielsen has become Bournemouth's record signing, joining from Porto in a €47 million deal. The Brazilian striker scored 60 goals in 154 appearances for the Portuguese Giants and was rewarded with his first international cap earlier this summer. Moving on to golf, Leona Maguire is battling it out to make the cut on day two of the Women's Scottish Open. The Cavan golfer made the turn on 3 over par, with the cut mark currently 4 over par and better. Lauren Walsh and Stephanie Meadow will both miss the cut on 5 over and 12 over par respectively. Minji Lee is the clubhouse leader on 8 under par. All three Irish golfers at the St Jude Invitational don't tee off until this evening. Seamus Power is the best of them on 3 under. Rory McIlroy is 2 under par and Shane Lowry is level. The new course leaders at Southwind are Denny McCarthy and Sam Burns. They're both on 9 under par. Tom McKibben faces an anxious wait to see if he's made the cut at the Czech Masters. He's currently just below the cut mark on 3 under following today's 68. Gary Hurley is 2 over with 6 to play. A second round 67 has seen Richard Ramsey move into pole position there on 12 under par. On to boxing, Rafoe's Jack McIlroy will fly the flag for Donegal at this weekend's National Under 18 Championship. The 63.5 kilo fighter will face Armaz Jake Daly in a quarterfinal bout this evening at the National Stadium. In Gaelic games, there's another weekend of action in the Michael Murphy Sports Senior Football Championship, with 5 games tomorrow and 3 on Sunday. There's also intermediate and junior action to look forward to, and ladies' championship fixtures on Sunday morning as well. Finally, Olympian Rachel Dara will be welcomed back to her native Rafoe this evening at 8 o'clock. Rachel narrowly lost out in her first game of the badminton women's singles tournament before losing to a highly rated Spaniard in her second game. The homecoming of Tyrconnell AC's Kelly McGrory is currently taking place at Abbey Vocational School. McGrory ran in the Irish women's 4x400m relay team that reached the final of that event. And Mark English's homecoming celebrations will take place at the Finn Valley Centre tomorrow from 2. That's all your sport for today. Have a very good evening. Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Lammy says he's hopeful of a peace deal between Israel and Hamas during a visit to Jerusalem. The US, Qatar and Egypt are currently mediating talks for a ceasefire. They've released a statement saying points of agreement have been reached. Mark Malik Brown, the former Deputy Secretary General of the UN, says, however, the objectives of Hamas are very different to those of Israel.
For them, the absolute red line is that the ceasefire ends to a final termination of hostilities, whereas for Israel, it's a ceasefire to secure the return of hostages and then resume the fight against the remaining Hamas leadership.
Health officials in the EU are warning countries to prepare for cases of mpox. It follows a case being identified in Sweden, while Pakistan's health ministry is carrying out tests to assess whether a case there is of the new, more infectious variant. Earlier this week, the World Health Organization declared an outbreak of the virus in Africa as a public health emergency of international concern. Professor Sam McConkie is with the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland.
It has a higher mortality, unfortunately, than the previous mpox. It's a different clade. It's got to be technically clade 1B. The previous one was clade 2, and this is a higher mortality in Congo. In Congo, they're saying the children, about 3-4%, are dying. Now, hopefully with good healthcare in Sweden and here, the mortality would be much lower.
This is the main evening news on Highland Radio on a Friday evening. Agus anois an nocht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Timmir a taisteal Colm Ferriter an seo. Tá sé fógartha gur bronnú an spar an tacht clanad cuige bliain faoibh le. Ar an alliantúr gealtachta Daniel de Butler a churas ar a thomas sihir úr alinn a Urbert fríd manna gaeilge thar shraobh sé trí bliana. Is é aim na scéime ná tacú le alliantúrí gealtachta a chlachtas alinne a Urbert agus sihir nua in gaeilg a chruthú is fiú 3,000 euro a sparantacht a tá curtha ar fáil a gúdras na gealtachta. Tá imeachtaí go leor beartaithe le haghaidh óran féile óran an phoib idir a seaart a lead déag agus an áirt a lead déag den bhí seo é ngealtacht iarthuaiscirt dhuina nál déanann an éile nasc idir cultúr agus éireacht na ngéal in Alabain agus in Éirinn tá ceol chorimithe rangana agus cardlana ar chláir na féile le ceoltarí móra le raith ina measc Brian Danny Minnie Diane Cannon agus Sheila Friel ar chláir na féile, Oran an Phoebe. Agus ar chláir seacht an éireachta fiche fiche sa ceathair fásta, tionnal thar ócaid faraiste gídóir i gcóir le thona Níomh Pádraig, dar a bhanam sean te phobal mhara deir i bogha, córa phobal i dro athraí, de dóna seo, cuirtear síos ar an tógra uair mar phróiseas idirghríomha, Ran fhartíochta agus bein céad cion don sraí idirghríomha a reáchtáil ag a tríochlog ag scolmhara na deirí bogha. De dóna seo máltar éda, fórstana a chaithiú le haghaidh siúlóide. Agus reáchtáil thar Camino dúna nál idir a céad le an seaarta le de mí mana nóthair an spreacha tá ag an Camino ná an chunda a chur chun cin mar cean scríbe tarasaireachta chomh maith le hairgead a bhailiú do thurbhaisí cuaram ailse iarthar dhuina nál agus béim faoi leith ar an ghéalaigh i mbliana agus an Camino ar obair an bhí seo thugainn. Le chuid mhaith na siúlóidí beartaithe de ceantar géalteachta thart ar an chunda. Sin mo chuid Eli Gollier, slán agus bannacht.
Colm agus Colm agus anois on I'm Sure. Largely dry for the rest of today with isolated showers, some sunny spells, but a good deal of cloud about as well. Breezy with moderate southwest winds, stronger at times in coastal areas. Variable cloud cover tonight with scattered showers moving in from the northwest. Overnight lows 10 to 12. Southwest winds decreasing light in most parts, remaining moderate to fresh near windward coasts. Tomorrow mainly cloudy at first with some well scattered showers. They'll become more isolated in the afternoon with sunny spells developing across the region. Highs tomorrow 15 to 17 in moderate southwest winds, fresher at times near western coastal areas. Main stories, a man's been arrested following a crash last night in South Inishowen. It happened near Burnfoot. Shortly before 10, three people were hospitalised, none with life-threatening injuries. The Burnfoot to Birdstown Road was closed for a time, but it has now reopened. An army chaplain in his 50s remains in hospital after being stabbed at an army barracks in Galway. Gardaí, who have arrested a teenager, say they're working to establish if there was a terrorist motivation to the attack. And Dennis Donaldson's family solicitor says there are many questions that remain unanswered surrounding his death. It's after a request made to the Justice Minister Helen McEntee for a judge-led inquiry into the 55-year-old's death was rejected. He was shot dead in Glenties in April 2006. He'd been hiding there after being exposed as an MI5 agent. Well, that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Check all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, have a very good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 16th of August. The death has taken place of Reverend Father John Doherty, Pastor Emeritus, Melmount, and retired parish priest of Lechpatrick, 41 Melmount Road, Strabane, formerly of Pennyburn, Derry. Reposing at St Mary's Church, Melmount, tomorrow from 7:30, with night prayer at 9, and on Sunday from 1:30 to 9, with evening prayer at 6. Requiem Mass on Monday at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed at melmountparish.com. The death has taken place of Margaret Kavanagh, née McLaughlin, The Cairn, Drummer Weir, Greencastle. Margaret's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to her home. House private, please, this evening with family time tomorrow and Sunday from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Funeral from her home on Monday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Daffodil Centre, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Annie Doherty, Bankhead, Tullyalley, Redcastle. Annie's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there at 12:30 on Sunday afternoon for funeral mass at 1 o'clock in St Columba's Church, Drung, followed by interment in Drung Graveyard. The funeral mass can be viewed live at stcolumbusdrung.net. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Moses Buchanan, Mina Gorry, Boncrana. Moses' remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there at 11:45 tomorrow morning, going to Christchurch, Boncrana, for service at 12:30, with burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. And the death has taken place of Bridie Byrne, née Sweeney, Main Street, Ardra, formerly of Melanty Boyle, Glenties, in her 103rd year. Her remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, this evening from 6:30 to 8:30. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Glenties Cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.